Test 75, Section 1, Question 24. With this one, we are looking to describe what the flaw in the argument is. And it says that people, because it fails to consider something, people who participate in opinion surveys often give answers they believe the surveyor expects to hear. For this reason, some surveys do not reflect the actual views. So basically saying people will say what they think the person wants to hear. However, in well-constructed survey questions, the questions are worded so as to provide respondents with no indication of which answers the surveyor might expect. So in well-designed, they don't say what they expect. And so if a survey is well-constructed, survey respondents' desire to meet expectations has no effect in the survey results. Basically, it's saying if they're well-constructed, then their desire to meet their expectations has no effect. The problem that we have here is maybe there's a way that it could come through, not in the way that the questions are worded, but some other way. Maybe the way that the surveyor looks or sounds when they have that question could affect it. So it overlooks the possibility that an opinion survey that disguises the survey's expectation may be flawed in a number of ways, some of which have nothing to do with the surveyor's expectation. This is tricky, but it's not the right answer. The reason is we don't care about the other flaws, just about the expectation flaw, because the conclusion is if it's well constructed, then the desire to meet the surveyor's expectation has no effect. So we don't have to worry about other ways it could be flawed, just about the surveyor's expectation. So then B, when people who respond to opinion surveys hold strong opinions, their answers are unlikely to be influenced by other people's expectations. So that's really not gonna, people who respond to it have strong opinions, we don't really care about that. See, many opinion surveyors have no expectations. Well, that's not going to be a problem if they don't have any expectations. Some people know what answers an opinion survey expects to hear. Who will purposely try to thwart their expectations. That's not really going to change anything for us. And then the answers of opinion survey respondents can be influenced by belief about the surveyor's expectations, even if those are unfounded. This is a case of it's the best thing we have, and so we'll take answer choice E. It could be that their desire to meet those, even if it affects it, even if they don't have any foundation for believing it, they still have a belief about what the surveyor expects. And so therefore, answer choice E is our correct one.